Unit 8. Mainly Revision.
Lesson 29. Part 1. Dialogue. Jill and Bob are at Lee Jar's house for dinner.
Would you like another piece of bean curd?
Yes, please. It's delicious. Did you cook it yourself?
Yes, of course. It's very easy. I'll teach you if you like. How about some more beef? There's plenty more. Well, just a little, please. Let me give you some more chicken and have another pancake. They're better when they're hot.
No thanks, I've had enough.
What about you, Bob? A bowl of soup? I'm full, thank you.
What a delicious supper. Next time, you must come to us.
Lesson 30. Reading.
Read the passage to find the answer to this question. In which part of the world were the tomato, the potato, and corn first discovered? Food around the world.
When Christopher Columbus and his friends reached America in 1492, they discovered the plant corn there. At least 450 years ago, corn was brought to China. By 1555, it had already become important here. Corn is a useful plant that can be eaten by both people and animals. In the 17th century, corn was grown a lot in Tibet and Sichuan. At that time, the land along the Changjiang River was becoming very crowded. There was not enough room for the population. Farmers had to move into the hills, but they couldn't grow rice there. They needed a plant which didn't need as much water as rice. Luckily, they were able to grow this new corn. Today, corn is found all over the world. It is a very useful plant that can be prepared in many different ways. People in the West often boil it and eat it with salt and butter. Sometimes they cook it whole over an open fire. In many parts of the world, corn is made into powder. The powder is then mixed with water and other things and made into different kinds of food. Corn was not the only food that was taken to Europe. In 1519, another traveller who went to America from Europe discovered the tomato. Tomatoes were first taken back to Europe, and they soon reached other parts of the world. When they arrived in England, they were called love apples. In the beginning, people who bought them often got angry. They thought they were buying apples. A number of other plants were found in America. For example, beans, potatoes, and different fruits. The potato is another plant that was taken back by early travellers. It is a very useful plant. It can be grown in places where it is too cold to grow rice. Early European travellers to China took back to their countries the seeds of fruit trees that they hadn't seen before. Today, fruit trees, which once grew only in China, can now be found in many parts of the world. And the fresh fruit from these trees is shipped from one country to another. Today, new foods are traveling faster than ever before.